such a thing existed. The leaders of the Labour Party, and got privilege to have the opportunity to serve in that role. I want to begin by acknowledging my fellow contestants, the Mr. Reporter Rice, Grant, David and Amaya. This has been a clean fought race. I think the time has been excellent. The response we've had from the meetings has been very good. The meetings have made their expectations very clear. And I want to thank Grant, David and Amaya for their support in their role in the last few weeks. I want to say that I don't underestimate the task ahead. We are 25% of the tally votes in the last election, and we have work to do. And the message from the members has been very clear. They expect us to get on and make it work and make it good for Labour across the country. So there are a number of things we have to do. The caucus needs a plan that we all agree on, we need a strategy to work to, and we need discipline and focus. And we will have that under my leadership. The party organisation is going under review at the moment as a result of the election, and we need to make sure that the party is strong and effective right across New Zealand, because we won't win without it. In relation to policy, we need to get the policy review process underway, and that has been a point of discussion during this election race, and we need to make sure that the policies we go into 2017 with are the policies that are New Zealanders' priorities, that they are clear and understood, and they give us the chance to win in 2017. But finally, the most important task is to reach out to those hundreds of thousands of New Zealanders who used to vote for us, but who no longer do, but who are looking for a reason to do so. And so we will be reaching out, we will be talking, we will be listening, and we will be understanding their issues and their concerns, and we will develop a strategy and policies and priorities that are relevant to them. And we will be measured by, or what we will do will be measured by what we want them to remember going into 2017. And I'm confident we pull all that together with a great, united, focused caucus, an effective winning party organisation that we will set ourselves up to win in 2017. I'm ready to answer your question.
Can you tell us one thing, Mr. Little,
believe
that you'll be able to unite the caucus to, in fact,
win
the minority in the
caucus? Yes, the caucus understands what happened on September 20th this year. They know what it takes to win. And we're all now, we're clear about what we have to do, and we'll get on and do it, and I'll provide the leadership to ensure that that happens.
You've only won by 1.4%
of the
split. What sort of mandate is
it? It's a system that our party members and all the bits and pieces vote by. That is a mandate, and I'll be leading under that mandate.
But you wouldn't have won without the union. The only reason you won is that you got 25% of the scramble to dig you out. The only reason you won is because of the unions that you used to work for. You were put there by the unions.
I know, I won the vote for the party leadership, and I'll be leading.
You wouldn't have won the vote without the unions. You've been put there by the unions. All
parts of the party voted, and I won that vote.
Would you mind if I
was to be the leader? Well, I'll be talking to Grant, David and I over the next few days, and I want each of them to be part of the senior leadership of the party.
How can your support come from and I as supporters? How will you recognise
Well, I'll be having a discussion with all caucus members over the next few days about the caucus lineup, the front bench lineup, and the allocation portfolios, and I'm confident that we will see a front bench and caucus allocation that reflects the support and the and frankly, the future of New Zealand.
So how about the caucus structure at this time, in the second round, came from the minority supporters? So how will you recognise that?
Yeah, we will have a front bench that will be reflective and representative of New Zealand. That's the understanding I've given throughout, and we'll see that when we get through that process.
How are you going to try to in 2017?
We'll be focusing on the issues that matter to New Zealanders, and we'll be talking openly and honestly about the issues. What we won't be doing is what he has done for so long, which is give the appearance of this sort of happy-go-lucky chappy, but run the most violent, nastiest smear machine that we've ever seen in New Zealand politics. We'll be calling him out on that, but we'll be talking to New Zealanders openly and honestly about the things that matter to them. Because New Zealanders are looking for a party win for the Labour Party, actually, to go back to its basics, to talk about the things that matter to people. What people are most concerned about now are their jobs, and if they don't have a job, whether they'll get one, they're concerned about what they can earn, whether they can earn enough to provide for themselves, for living dignity. Those are the issues actually that most people are concerned about. We'll be talking about those issues.
The last one that
the Labour
Party is talking about you,
you've
got absolutely hammered in your
promise.
If you can't win your
promise,
how can you win New Zealand?
It's my experience in your promise that actually motivated me to put myself forward, because I could see gets and what Labour has been doing over some time. That's what propelled me to put my name forward. I'm here now, I'm going to leave, I'm going to take those experiences with me, and I'll be talking to New Zealanders about their issues.
Why did you win this particular race? What was it that gave you that tiny
edge in you? I think getting around the meetings, all sorts of meetings, formal ones and informal ones, people were very clear they wanted to change. I think it was that, and the personality.
Would it deal with that?
No deal with that. I'll be talking to all caucus colleagues over the next few days about allocation of responsibilities, and then become evident in due course. Well, I'll be talking to all caucus colleagues over the next few days about allocation of responsibilities, and who the deputies will become evident in due course when a recommendation is made to caucus and caucus passes away.
You still want
a front bench that is as effective and representative of New Zealand as possible.
Who's
effective and representative? Well, a front bench that is effective and representative of New Zealand as possible. Yeah, well, I'm well aware of the performance of our Māori caucus and Māori members, the fact that we've got now 6 of the 7 seats. And that's why I think it is important that we have a front bench that is as effective and representative of New Zealand as possible.
So apart from that,
can you give us an inkling of what they can expect? I've been in the job for a few minutes now, and things will take their time, and decisions will be made in due course. But I understand the urgency now of building the team to get ourselves ready for next week, but those decisions will be made and announced in due course.
Is the capital gains tax in the final age, are those two policies gone?
Well, that will be a policy that will be reviewed. I've made my position clear. I'm very clear about the next 3 years. Not just having a plan, but having a strategy and having policies to suit. And the question will be, within a couple of years' time, what do we want New Zealanders to remember us by, to know us by? And the policies and the plans that we put together will be reflective of that, the answer to that question. But those things will be developed with the caucus and the New Zealand Council of the Party over the next week.
You're the reader now. I mean, are those policies going to go? Like,
I've laid out my position about it. I think those policies are a problem for us. But there is a process to go through now. So we will go through that process. Those are decisions of the New Zealand Council, of the caucus, and the various machinery of the party. But I'm very clear about what I think we need to do to make ourselves viable for 2017. And I'll be talking about
that. You're not going to be leader. Where do you see yourself on the political spectrum?
Well, I see myself as like in the best place for the hundreds of thousands of New Zealanders who currently live in our home. And that's what I'll be talking to them about, and leading the party to deliver for them.
What does Labour need now to look at the centre ground
that
essentially lost
the community
from the
Supreme Court? Well, Labour needs to be able to provide solutions to New Zealanders that are relevant to their issues. That's the thing. That's why we will take some time, some real time, over the next few months, possibly the next year, to get out and talk to New Zealanders across the whole countryside and reconnect and understand. That's what we'll be doing. And I'm confident that through that process, through our own reflections, through our own work, we will be the party that will have something genuine to offer for all New Zealanders going to 2017, not just making an ever smaller group richer and richer.
Well, I come from the left.
I'm a leadership role of a party that has a broad leadership, and we will provide leadership to this country that is about providing the solutions to New Zealanders today.
Will David come up being on your front bench?
I'll be having roles and responsibilities. Yeah. David is going to be part of those discussions, and once we make those decisions and judgments, then we'll announce
the outcome. Yeah, David kind of
sitting up there on your front page. Well, David will have an important role to play, and like all of his corporate colleagues, he'll have that discussion with me, and we'll come up with decisions and judgments about those allocations and responsibilities. Well, I won't have the process of talking to all caucus colleagues about what they wish to do, what their priorities are, and where they fit in the allocation of portfolio responsibilities.
Do you disagree with David Parker on some of the major Labor policies? Will he be your vice president?
Well, I'll be talking to all caucus colleagues about what they wish to do, where they, and what they wish to offer. David will be foremost amongst those. I'm very keen to see David to identify a senior role in the leadership of the party going forward.
So, it's a big
deal for him
to carry on as vice president?
That'll be up to David, but I want to see David and Brian identify a senior role in the leadership of the party going forward.
That's what David says, what do you mean by that? Is that what him really wants to go?
Well, I trust the culprit to do the role. I want David and Brian to play senior roles in the leadership of the party. Menai is one of those strong race and whole leadership conscious, and supporters have been in touch with me. The result is the result, so work on that. I think it's important when you assemble our leadership team, and the front bench that we are as representative and effective of New Zealand as possible, and so we'll be taking that into account.
So the
So when we assemble the front bench team and take into account all the relevant factors, that'll be one factor that we'll be taking into account.
In 2017, you're going to be able to get strong teams, pretty brilliant sort of character. You're pretty reserved.
Well, I'm going to be myself. I'm not a product of anybody's PR machine, and New Zealand as well get the money, and I'm confident I'll get the license as many more than do. Frankly, it's embarrassing for the transport minister to find himself in that position. Minister of Transport. I think there's a... He suffers the problem that I think a growing number of Tory cabinet ministers suffer now, which is hubris. And I think we'll see more of it.
Do you think they clean
out Labour's big work? I mean, I need every single one of the 31 other members of our caucus working diligently and hard and in the fastest way to win in 2017. Yeah, I want all 32 members of caucus working hard and effectively and diligently so we can win in 2017. I don't agree with these being bored. We've got some pretty hard work and some pretty spectacular members in our caucus. We'll be nurturing that task, putting it through, relying on the experience and the skills that we've got in the caucus, and we'll be a great team over the next 3 years. Sorry, that's just yes, and I'm expecting a lot more besides.
What is the
action with your
point of
attention? Sorry. What is the point of attention? What will you request action? Well, we've got we started the process of getting our planning underway, getting our strategy sorted, getting our discussions on policies, and preparing to hit the ground running for next year.
Thank you.